I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley was in Tuscaloosa visiting health care facilities yesterday. He wants to stress the need for Medicaid funding in the state. The governor visited the ARC of Tuscaloosa County as well as Indian Rivers Mental Health Clinic. Both facilities help individuals with mental illness and intellectual and developmental disabilities, and both organizations depend heavily on Medicaid funding in order to provide services. Bentley is advocating for an increase of at least $85 million in Medicaid funding in order to stave off cuts.
Are we where we want to be? No, we're not. We certainly need more funding. We need more psychiatrists. We need more nurse practitioners. But I'm very proud of our mental health system. I think we've come a long way in the last 5 years.
Governor Bentley has called a special session of the state legislature to begin next Monday and is proposing a lottery to raise money for essential state services. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama is raising its rates for plans purchased on federal exchanges established by the Affordable Care Act. The insurance company says it's seeking an average rate increase of nearly 40% on individual health care plans offered in the federal marketplace. A company statement says the proposed rate increases are necessary due to rising health care costs and requirements under the Affordable Care Act. The proposed increases would take effect January 1st next year and would impact more than 160,000 people who buy health insurance through the federal exchange. Alabama's insurance department plans to review the proposal from Blue Cross. They are the only company selling individual policies through the exchange next year in Alabama. And the state's largest school system is gearing up for students returning to class. The Mobile County Health Department will be offering walk-in service for back-to-school immunizations throughout the day today. Department spokesman Mark Bryant says there are a number of immunizations that students will need before classes start back.
Some of the required ones are DTaP, which is for pertussis, diphtheria, and tetanus, MMR, which is measles, rubella, and chickenpox. And then we have other ones that are recommended, but, you know, they're not required.
Bryant says the Alabama Department of Public Health requires each student enrolled in daycare, Head Start, and private and public schools to have a valid certificate of immunization. There is a religious exemption form at the school they attend for those that want to opt out of immunization. The Mobile Department of Health, or the Mobile County Health Department, rather, will be accepting walk-ins until 9:30 this evening. Now for your forecast from WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott.
Highs top out in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. Partly sunny. Good chance for scattered showers and storms at about any point. Not going to rain all day, but parts of the day could be wet. And same deal for Thursday and Friday. We'll top out in the upper 80s. Overnight lows in the mid-70s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.